Hi, and we're back. This is another Titans of Publishing show. I'm Bill Davis, and I'm here with my guest, Mark Hardy.
Hey, happy
hey,
Friday.
Mark. Hey, happy Friday. So we wanted to just jump right into it because we've got a lot to do, and you know, the weekend's here, and it's beer 30 somewhere. So we wanted to talk a little bit about funnels, and you can call them marketing funnels, sales funnels, whatever you want to call them, but we're going to talk about funnels, and I'm going to let Mark tell you what a funnel is, and then we'll kind of dive a little bit deeper. So take it away, Mark.
Thank you. And I'm, first of all, disclaimer time, I'm by no means an expert, so let me get it out there. In fact, you could say that I'm playing catch up, because one of the things I realized about my business, as well as my clients' business, is the need and the importance of funnels. And, you know, I think funnel, sales funnel, marketing funnel, opt-in funnel, you can have, you know, very specific funnels. I was on a webinar earlier today and, you know, he had like 30 different tabs open on his browser and each one had a different funnel. You could go funnel crazy. So, so let's kind of start at the basics. So, I mean, in, you know, my definition or what I look at as a funnel is it's a process that takes, you know, a prospect or buyer or whatever, you know, whatever stage of the sales cycle through a series of steps and actions. And based on the behavior of that prospect or that customer, it will take you down different paths. Now, you can have very simple funnels. You could have very complicated funnels. I will say that one of the major benefits of a funnel is it automates key steps, key little milestones of a marketing relationship, which if you can think a little bit in advance and put a funnel in place, it will give you that extra time back. So how does it, I mean, just give me a quick feedback. Does that make sense, Bill? Do you want to add? Do you want to disagree? What are your thoughts?
No, I think that's typically what a funnel is, yeah, I like that you said it was a series of steps, and it's automated and it kind of, keeps the marketing going while you're doing other things, which I think is cool. And it takes the prospect or the lead or the customer through a series of sub processes that that's cool. I hate the word funnel because a funnel to me in normal marketing talk, you think of, you know, you think of a lead or a prospect coming into your process, your marketing process, and you expect a certain percentage. And in many cases, it's a large percentage of people to quote unquote fall out. They're never going to be a customer. But, you know, so in that sense, it's more like a sieve. People fall out before they get to the bottom.
Two thoughts in response. Number one, you know, I think we would probably have a really fun riff over the marketing and the hype about funnels, because you know there's a certain kind of it, you know, and it's like, now if you don't have a funnel, you're a loser, you know, I mean, you're not a serious marketer. So I think there's definitely some challenges in terms of how funnels are marketed. And when you think about it, I mean, funnels are not new. I mean, how many people remember the whole kind of, here's your sales funnel, where you had the funnel with the wide mouth opening at the top and it kind of narrows down, and you know, you slot different things along the funnel, you know, you have the free stuff at the top, and as you kind of funnel down, you get to more and more expensive things, and you know, $20,000 masterminds or what have you. You know, I think, you know, and this is just a pure observation, I don't know, and a speculation, but do you think people go overboard in terms of trying to figure out every little contingency about a funnel just to say, look at this huge process I've put in place? I mean, in my mind, if you don't have the traffic, maybe you start out smaller and simpler and then build things on once you get some initial feedback.
Yeah, I think there's a few problems with funnels. And I'm not going to say that they're not great. I think they can make a marketer a tremendous amount of money. And I think marketers who don't have some sort of process, automated process in place, leave a lot of money on the table. I'll just get that out of the way. But I think I think two things to say about on the marketing side or the marketer's side, and one thing to say on the consumer side. And I'll start with the consumer side. And I know consumers, you know, some marketers don't really, in my opinion, value their customer. And they, you know, they don't really care what the customer experience is. Well, I'm not like that, and I don't think you're like that. I think a lot of people like that. But when you see, and maybe I'm getting a little bit away from the idea of a funnel, but when you buy something, you know, like a low ticket item, and marketers like to call them tripwires and all that kind of stuff, and I hate that term too, because it sounds like I'm in Vietnam or something. And I'm going to get blown up, and that's just not the experience I even want to start out with. But, you know, you buy that thing, and then you're immediately upsold to something else. And if you don't take that, you're downsold to something else, or you're upsold to something else. I've seen them, and they've been documented on YouTube.
Yes.
15, 20 different, no, I don't want that crap. And sometimes even when you say, yeah, they go on to more and more and more and more things. And I get that, because I was in sales for a long time, and it makes sense. You don't stop selling until the customer stops buying. So I get that. So that's my pet peeve, and it really annoys me on the consumer side. Go ahead.
Oh yeah. I'm not in agreement, and let me kind of give you a follow up. And, you know, I mean, we're both information marketers, which means we create products, but then we're also information marketing, product consumers. You know, I mean, I look at, you know, I buy stuff all the time, and I can definitely relate to the funnel kind of process, particularly with low ticket items. Here's my pet peeve. You know, last week we did pet peeves about PR, and, you know, I guess maybe Fridays is our good day to rant. You know, it's the weekend. We can kind of let loose a little bit and, you know, have some fun. So, you know, one of my pet peeves is, and I can tell you, I've seen it multiple times, and that is the product, it, you know, to get that price point down to the sweet spot. And, you know, I mean, if you're buying stuff on JVZoo or Warrior Plus, you know, these are two platforms that the internet marketers are familiar with, you know, kind of that sweet spot is like $27 and below. What really, or maybe a little bit higher if it's software, what really bugs me is when the product is incomplete and you can only complete it with an upsell. I mean, it should have some level of functioning. And then on the upsell kind of adds to the enhancement. You know, I'll give you an example. I mean, I promoted an offer this week. It was a LinkedIn product. It was called Linked Loop. And it was a training program. And it said, here's the process. Now, you can do the process by yourself with this initial investment. It started out at 17 and they raised it to 27. And then they said, hey, with the upsell, you can, you know, if you want to do the process faster, hey, we have software. Would you like the software? That's a nice kind of congruent kind of funnel to me, because you still get a complete solution. It's more work. You got to do it yourself. Or you could do it a little bit faster with the software. But yeah, right. So often I see, you know, and I think, like, one more thought, and I'd like to hear your response. It seems to me that these funnels are designed more, and this gets back to your point about being customer centric. These funnels are designed more for the affiliate marketer to say, look at all these different ways you can make money off of this one person,
right?
As opposed to, what value are you delivering? How did all these different offers complement, enhance, or add different pieces of the puzzle, rather than they're just thrown together because you can make money and your affiliates can make money?
Yeah, that's a big issue. You know, and I think a lot of people are turned off to that. Again, I'm on the consumer, you know, I'm taking the consumer point of view here, but from a marketer's point of view, I think, like you said, you're a loser if you don't have a sophisticated funnel in place. But who are you a loser to? So who are you? Who do you? Why do you care? That's number one.
I was just going to say, you know, it's like what you see on Facebook, where it's like, hey, I just bought this shiny new car. You know, the funnel is kind of the shiny new car.
Yeah.
And if you look at Facebook ads, I mean, a lot of times you'll actually see people put in their whole process map in the image of the Facebook ad to get you to click to get access to, you know, that tripwire, that lead magnet. So, I mean, you know, I'm sure if, you know, we had marketers on here, they would say, hey, you know, I have 8 steps and I can show you where, you know, each step makes money. You know, I'm not disputing that. But I think one of the things you need to look at is, and this gets into the whole, what kind of relationship do you have with that person on your list if you're not either selling or launching something? You know,
yeah.
So, you know, you go through this big launch, because I got to tell you, I buy stuff all the time, and I get a, you know, and I would say 80 to 90% of the marketers, it's all about the launch. And then after they make their money, I don't hear from them until the next launch. And I don't think that's right.
Right. Yeah. That's a completely different discussion. I mean, it's related obviously, but we could go on for hours about that. But getting back to the marketing side. So I see a lot of people struggle with, I need a funnel, I need a funnel, I need a funnel, but they don't have any products. So what are they going to do? So they're going to go either create some crappy products that aren't well thought out and try to put them in place in some elaborate funnel system like ClickFunnels or, you know, whatever, pick one. Or they go out and get, you know, buy some junky products, put those out there. I mean, basically you're diluting your entire product suite. Now, if you do it the right way and you develop products one at a time and you know, you can add complementary type products to it that fit, like you talked about with the thing you promoted, the software, you know, after you understand the process, here's the software that makes it automated or semi-automated or just easier, more efficient. That's all good stuff. So I don't think you even need a funnel, or you should even think about a funnel until you have a few really good, high quality products that are complementary to each other and I think of very high quality. The other thing is, and you said it earlier, is if you're not getting a lot of traffic, you're doing a lot of work as a marketer to put this funnel into place, and you're probably spending money to do it with some sort of service. There may be zero ROI. Now, if you're an experienced marketer, you're not, you know, you probably aren't even listening to this. You've already got your funnel in place, and you've already decided that, you know, everything's good. But I would say, ballpark figure, 85 to 95% of the people out there who are trying to sell something, and let's just talk authors, you know, they're not strict digital marketers, but let's say an author, they're thinking, what the hell do I need a funnel for? I don't have any products. This is my first book. So what am I going to do? So we'll talk about that in subsequent, you know, in subsequent shows. What do you do when you don't have any products, or, you know, when you have a very limited product suite, what do you do? And I think that's a really good conversation to have. But yeah, so you know, there's definitely pluses to having a funnel, but there's also negatives, and I see a lot of people let that stop them. Let that, you know, I believe in getting a product out there sooner rather than later. And you're not going to make it perfect. Get to 80% good, and that's good enough. And then move on. Now you got another product. Combine them. Figure out how to make them work. You know, so to me, it's not really a funnel as much as it is a process. And it's just it may just be semantics, and I may just be, you know, right now I'm fasting because I have a blood test, so I have low blood sugar. So maybe I'm just pissed off right now. I don't know. And maybe I've heard about funnels like up the wazoo and I'm just tired of it. But to me, it's a process. And I was in, you know, what I would call, you know, real physical sales in the past. And you know, it was a process. And you had to know your customer. And you could custom tailor your product, your subsequent product offerings based upon how the customer was responding. It's a little bit easier in the physical world. It's harder in the digital world. You can automate everything in the digital world. But in the physical world, you can really figure out what people want and need. So, anyway.
Yeah, so a lot to unpack there. And obviously, you know, we're wrapping up in a few minutes. So, you know, my feeling on funnels, and again, you know, I'm by no means an expert, but I have created different products. And I can give people some tips for, you know, if you want to at least dip your toe in the water for a funnel. If you have a product, you can... you know, create the entire product and then decide, well, do I need to slice it up and maybe I can make, you know, put into different pieces. So for example, and I'll give you an example. I mean, years ago, I launched a product called PR Traffic, and it was a bunch of video tutorials and training. And I had a, one of my customers was a physician, and he said, you know, this is great stuff, but I'm working all the time. Couldn't I get just the audio tracks of the videos? I can listen to those in my car. I can listen to them when I'm working out, and then I can feel I can get up to speed. And I was like, wow, great idea. So, yeah. You know, I had this, I used it both as an upsell and a downsell. It's like, hey, you don't want the videos? I'll just give you the audio track. You can pay less money. There's a key takeaway there, and that's, modality. How do people like to consume information? You know, they consume it via print, you know, PDFs, reports, white papers. They consume it via visual, you know, videos, you know, other presentations. And they consume it kinesthetically in terms of, you know, do they want to not just read something, but print it out, feel it, touch it, highlight it. So you can also factor in how people process and consume information into your funnel, just like I, you know, mentioned with that example. In that case, that person hit, you know, I mean, maybe because of convenience, but maybe his primary modality for information was auditory, and he would rather listen to something than watch something. So that's one tip. And then, you know, another tip is you may create a whole product and decide, you know what, I had these bonuses. I can split off these bonuses into other pieces of the funnel. And also, it doesn't just have to be product. I mean, I you know, there's a done-for-you solution. So, for example, some live funnels, it's like, hey, here it is. Here's my course. You can do it yourself. Don't want to do it yourself? Hey, we'll do it. And so you can actually use your skill, you know, whatever your skill is, particularly if you're a marketing professional, it's really easy to add that as a component in a funnel. I'm going to be testing that in a funnel I'm going to be rolling out in May. So, yeah, I mean, there's pros and cons to funnels. There's pros and cons to any kind of marketing. You know, I mean, at a minimum, I think you could easily do a main product, one upsell, one downsell.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, add all sorts of different layers and things to it. But I would tell you that, I mean, you'd be surprised if you have the right. I was getting, I want to say, 30 to 40% conversion on my upsells. And there's different pricing formulas. We can get into that and some other kind of, you know, more granular discussion. But I guess in my closing remarks, I would say, you know, don't get caught up by the hype. You know, do your research, do your due diligence, and don't feel like, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day. Don't feel like you have to, you know, have this 30-step funnel. Start slow and build. Like you said, get something out there and then go from there.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of keep it simple, stupid, or like whatever you want to call it. So yeah, that's a big key. And I also like your recommendation on the modalities. That that's how you, that's kind of leading up to another show, but that is the way to take one product and turn it into four or five. And that's a great way to do it. So I want to say in closing, I've enjoyed this. I've learned some from you. I want people who are watching either now, live, or later to comment and tell us what you think, because I want to hear how you feel as a consumer and as a producer.
And I've been looking at some of the comments. One of the comments was just ordered Russell Brunson's book, and of course Russell Brunson is the founder of ClickFunnels. And yeah, we want comments, we want feedback. And if you have a good funnel resource, you know, share it. If you have a funnel pet peeve, mention that too. And we'd love to hear your feedback.
Absolutely. Great, great stuff. All right. Thanks, Mark. And to everybody out there, happy Friday, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks, Bill. Good weekend, everybody.
All right. Bye. Still there?
I am.
All right.